Jackie McLean, the great Jackie McLean, from the album Jackie's Bag, recorded back in 1959. We heard Appointment in Ghana, and that featured Jackie McLean on alto sax, Tina Brooks on tenor sax, Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Kenny Drew on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor on drums, an all-star cast there. All right, we saw Earl McDonald, UConn's own Earl McDonald, leading a group last night over at the Polish National Home in Hartford, Connecticut. He was leading an all-star band there, and he played Appointment in Ghana. Really dug his arrangement of it for a 10-piece band that he had made the arrangements for. And so we're going to play a little of Earl McDonald's arrangements here. His latest album is Album for Large Ensembles. And these are all his arrangements. So the name of the album is Revisions, Works for Jazz Orchestra. And we're going to hear the Dizzy Gillespie composition, Woody and You. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. That is Earl MacDonald's Sextet from the album Echoes in the Night. And we heard the track called A Change Will Come. And on that one, it features Earl MacDonald on piano, Dick Oates on alto sax. Let's see. We got Joe Magnarelli on trumpet, Steve Davis on trombone, Dave Santoro on bass, and Tom Alito on drums. So there's a couple local cats there in Steve Davis and Tom Alito. Fine album from Earl MacDonald. Before that, we heard his big band album called Revisions, Works for Jazz Orchestra. And we heard the Dizzy Gillespie composition, Woody and You. And that features a host of musicians, too many to name right here, but the soloists on that was Joe Magnarelli on trumpet, Ralph Bowen on tenor sax, and Pete McCann on guitar. All right, let's see. Time now, 6:22. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken. I mentioned we went to an Earl MacDonald concert last night over in Hartford, and he was leading a dektet, I guess, a 10-piece band. There were a lot of great players in that as well, so I wanted to play some of their music here on the show. We're going to start off with Lauren Sevian. Lauren is a really fine baritone sax player. Not too many women baritone sax players that you can find out there, but she is really a fine player. And she's in the Charles Mingus Tribute Big Band. She's got her own quartet. Does a lot of work in New York City, and she was here for last night's festivities. So we're going to hear from Lauren Sevian. Her album is called Blueprint, and this is the LSQ, Lauren Sevian Quartet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's the jazz standard Star Eyes, done a little differently, kind of a Latin feel. I'm not sure how to pinpoint it exactly, but it's got a little different feel than you hear most of the time. That was performed by Chris Allen, a fine alto saxophone player from the Hartford area, teaches at University of Hartford and elsewhere. And Chris has been on the show. We really dig his music, and I dig his album. Try to pick this up if you can. The name of the album is called Circle House. Chris Allen, alto sax player. And along with Chris on that, his quartet is Chris Allen on alto sax, Eric McPherson on drums, Zakai Curtis on piano, Luquez Curtis on bass. And before that, we heard from the Curtis brothers. I mentioned Zakai and Luquez. They're the core of the Curtis brothers, of course. We heard one from their album called Completion of Proof. And that one features, that features Zakai Curtis on piano, Luquez Curtis on bass, Ralph Peterson, a great drummer, Brian Lynch, again, one of the finest trumpet players out there, Donald Harrison on alto sax, Jimmy Green on tenor sax, and Ronaldo De Jesus on percussion, as well as Rogerio Boccato on percussion as well. All right, time now is 6:42. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken. Let me mention my website while I got you. I've got a website over at www.jazzandbeyond.com. And if you head over to that website, you can see my podcast. You can download my podcast, listen to segments of past shows, and see the playlists there as well. You can subscribe to that podcast through iTunes as well. Get that automatically downloaded each and every week. Also have links to my social networking sites, so go ahead and friend me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter or check out my YouTube channel. All those links are there at www.jazzandbeyond.com. And while you're surfing the net there, make sure you head over to this station's website at whus.org. And there you'll see the playlist from this show and all the other DJs. Many of us blog on the website, so you can check out my blog and others as well. So definitely check that out, whus.org. All right, continuing on with the music. Next up, we have Charles Mingus. It was his birthday this week. I think maybe around Tuesday or Wednesday was Charles Mingus's birthday. Of course, he is the great bass player, composer, just one of jazz's great all-time players. So we're going to hear something from Charles Mingus, and then we're going to hear from the Charles Mingus Big Band after that, a tribute band. So let's get going. This is Boogie Stop Shuffle. We'll be right back.
We are beautiful people. We are incredibly wise. We are filled with delusion. A reflection of life, and my wish is to compromise these lights with a promise to be yours if you'll be mine tonight.
Time is 7 o'clock. This is WHUS, Storrs, Connecticut.
No.
That voice is Sasha Masakowski, a New Orleans musician who I got turned on to when we were down there in New Orleans visiting WWOZ. And the kind folks there laid me onto some music of some local jazz musicians from the New Orleans area. And Sasha was one of them. I played her on my show last week. Really dig this album, so I wanted to play a little more. And that's Sasha Masakowski on voice. James Westfall on piano, Jason Weaver on bass, Julian Addison on drums, and Nick Solnick on percussion. Very nice, kind of unique sound she has, I think. All right, before that we heard from the Mingus Big Band from the album Live at Jazz Standard, and we heard Crying Blues. And that one also features Lauren Sevian on baritone sax, who you heard earlier in the program. And we started off that set with Charlie Mingus himself from his, I think, his most famous album, a real classic called Mingus Ahum. And that's Charles Mingus on bass, Booker Irvin on tenor sax, Shafi Hafi also on tenor sax, Willie Dennis on trombone, Horace Parlin on piano, and Danny Richmond on drums. All right, time now, 7:05. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Hope you're digging the show tonight. This week, there was a great guest artist that came to town. He did a couple master classes, played at Black Eyed Sally's, and did another concert over at University of Hartford. His name is Larry Willis, and I wanted to play something from Larry. This is kind of fun. I think you'll recognize it. I won't really say what the name of the tune is right now. Hopefully you'll catch on to what that is. This is Larry Willis from the album Offering.